This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Helicopter safety has really been in the spotlight in recent years. Hello, everyone. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from HAI in Orlando, Florida, with Tony Molinaro. He is the communications lead for the International Helicopter Safety Team. Now, this is being led by the FAA, so Tony's an FAA employee in the Great Lakes District. But for the last 2.5 years, Tony, you've been concentrating on keeping helicopters safe. And how's that going?
So far, very, very well this past year. This is a great effort that's both government and industry-led, so a good combination effort. In the U.S., 2014 was a very pivotal year for us, and we knew it would be, because the years before that we saw this increase in the number of accidents and in the rates. But 2014, everything looked better and the trends were going down for civil accidents, civil helicopter accidents. We were in the 140s to 150s in the number of accidents in the U.S. That's gotten down to the 130s. Fatalities and fatal accidents have gone down also. So we're thinking that a renewed effort in education and communication is really paying off right now. We're hoping that trend continues.
Okay, there's been a lot of focus on EMS accidents and to some extent newscopter accidents, but that's not where most of the accidents happen, is it?
That's true. Those are issues that get into the news a lot, and everybody hears about them. But what we're really focusing on are in three areas, in the U.S. especially. The personal and private pilot is a very, very key focus for us. Training and accidents that happen in training, and in the agricultural area, where accidents are happening because they're flying low to the ground and sometimes at higher speeds with older aircraft, older helicopters. So those are three areas that we really, really want to focus on a lot more than what you might see in the news.
What role is technology playing in this, and how is it helping or maybe even hurting?
The helicopters are getting better, and the manufacturers are making sure that everything is built better. The maintenance is much better, and all the equipment. We're seeing that in the numbers. The biggest issue for us is the human factor and how we can get pilots to really look at their risk assessment. So from the machine's point of view and the technology point of view, that's been very, very helpful, but we're trying to look at the human aspect of it. One area in technology in flight data monitoring that we'd wish we'd get more buy-in from the personal and private pilot is to get those kind of monitors in their helicopters so that we could look at data a little better and see if accidents happen, how they could be avoided in the future.
Now, the U.S. has the most helicopters in the world, so you understandably look at the U.S. a lot, but what's happening in the world in general? Is it are you seeing a decrease or an increase in accidents?
In general, if you look at us in the early part of the century, the 2000 to 2005, we actually had the number of helicopter accidents going up at about a 3% rate every year. Since the IHST was formed in 2005 and really started working hard in 2006, that number has gone down again. So about 2% decrease in accidents every year, and we continue to see that. In Europe, the accident rate is going down about that number every year. In Canada, where we were seeing anywhere from 50 or so accidents a year, that's gotten down to below 30. In fact, in Canada in 2014, there were zero fatal helicopter accidents, and that was a wonderful statistic to see. Other ones are getting on board. Brazil is making a big effort to make sure their accident rate goes down, and we're finally getting countries like Mexico and Russia on board to really look at their data and just try and find ways to get those numbers down.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from HAI in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.